Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. I'll go first. It's being reported that former Saints second-round pick Isaiah Foskey, who plays a defensive end, outside linebacker, whatever, he is going to work out for the Bears this week and next week the Philadelphia Eagles. Steve, I'm going to tell you something. If somehow, some way, Vic Fangio turns him into a big-time player, I know Vic has cut a deal with the devil. Because this is two different regimes now that have virtually got nothing out of him. Everybody wants to blame everything on Dennis Allen. But now, you know, Dennis Allen isn't here now. It's Brandon Staley's defense. He did virtually the exact same thing he did under Dennis Allen's defense. But it does tell me one thing. Howie Roseman with the Eagles had a high grade on him that he would bring him in for a workout. But Isaiah Foskey, and we've talked about this before, early round picks, they are going to get numerous chances in this league. I understand him going to work out with the Bears. Dennis Allen, the connection there. But next week, if he doesn't sign with the Bears, he's going to Philly and will work out with Vic Fangio.
Man, it's the Eagles love former Saints players.
Unbelievable. But, hey, you get to get a lot of chances if you're an early round pick. That bottom line, the second part is, Howie had a high grade on him that he would bring him in. That tells you the story right there.
Yeah, definitely haven't seen anything from Foskey his time here, but that was definitely the case with Zach Bond, too, and you saw what happened last season there. All of a sudden, turns into an all-pro.
Yeah. Again, if he does something with him, then, come on, he didn't cut a deal with somebody later on in life. Steve, go ahead.
My thing for triple option today, guys, looking at the NFL top 100 players as voted on by the players. The NFL Network releases this. This is the 15th season that they've put this list out. And the first time ever, guys, that there is not a single Saints player in the top 100 in this list. And I'm not going to meaning to call out Ladd McConkey here. He just happens to be number 100 on this top 100 list of players that have come out. And you can't tell me that Ladd McConkey is a better player than, say, DeMario Davis.
Say
Eric McCoy. Say Alvin Kamara. My three right there, guys.
No way. No way he's a better player.
I would take Ladd McConkey, though. I'm not going to lie. I like him as a player a lot. And I know that you're just kind of saying he's the final guy on the list.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a big DeMario Davis guy. I think he's still a top five linebacker in the NFL.
Career high in tackles last season.
He should have probably been on the list. And Alvin Kamara could have probably snuck on there too, but say Ladd
McCoy.
McCoy's the best player on the team, but
and
you know,
he's not there?
Dude, I don't think offensive linemen really get respect in the top 100 in the first place, Mike. I think I saw Lane Johnson was like 23 or something like that. It's the best tackle in football, and he's at like in the 20s. So, you know, take those lists with a grain of salt.
I always throw it in the trash.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, I'm going with the AP Top 25 poll that came out today. Mike, you and I had talked a little bit about it earlier on. LSU jumping six spots to number three after taking down Clemson. And Tulane, not in the AP Top 25 poll, which we disagree with. We think that they should be there, but they're in the others receiving votes category. So hopefully they'll get in there soon enough. Wilson Alexander had a great stat, our friend from The Advocate, that LSU jumping to number three in the AP poll, the first time in the top five since the 2023 preseason, and its highest ranking, guys, since 2019.
That tells you all you need to know.
I think they got a good squad here, Mike D.
2019 was really special. Man, they were just loaded on offense when you think about Burrow, Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Clyde. They won the Joe Moore Award for the best offensive line in college football. But Joe, all that revolved around Burrow and how good he was for LSU. And I'm not trying to compare Nussmeier to Joe. Joe's one of one, so to speak. And so is Jaden Daniels. Okay, he was a different guy than what Joe Burrow was. But goes to show, I think, the respect that LSU got in watching them go on the road and beat a very good Clemson team. A lot of people, oh, Clemson's overrated. No, LSU's that good. That good. But a lot of people had money on Clemson, so I get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.